As I continue on this journey of writing the Paradise Induction, I'm finding the question that keeps repeating itself is, am I doing the right thing if it feels so terrible? Now, I took up writing because I knew there was no other job I wanted to do in this world. And I don't see a point in living a life where you're working a job that you can't stand. What's the point in just existing? We're supposed to live and enjoy life to the fullest, at least partly. So I write because I enjoy writing, I enjoy creating stories. But when it fell upon me to write this book about my experience in the Caribbean, I actually turned away from it. I decided I wasn't going to do it. It was far too negative, and it made me revisit memories that I would much rather disappear completely. And so when the calling came upon me last year again, messages and signs saying that this needs to be written down, I followed obediently. But as I write this, I keep feeling, well, absolutely awful for one, but also I keep feeling, what am I doing here? This is not enjoyable. I'm not loving writing right now. This is making writing a terrible experience. And so as I keep going, I keep telling myself this is for a purpose. There is something to this. This is going to help in some way or do something, contribute something. Because sometimes when we do the things that we don't want to do, there is some kind of a higher calling. And we might not know what that is, but we just follow and do what we have to do. Do the hard part. Do the difficult task. But I'm definitely finding this to be a severe struggle because it literally is like every day I'm returning to bad memories. And I'm deep in them. I'm not only reliving them, but it's observing, it's analyzing. It's confession in a way as well, because these are things that about my character that I don't want people to know. I've never wanted people to know. And I'm having to say them because I'm compelled to tell the truth. So these are really difficult. This entire exercise is a really challenging one to do. And I am pleased to do it at the same time because of the fact that it's such a hard thing to do. It's such a hard task. But I know there's something to this. I know that there's some kind of purpose. There's some kind of reason to this. And I'm just following and doing what I need to do. But it's revisiting those memories. You know, when I talk about the Caribbean with people around in London, they laugh at me. They say, "You had a bad experience living in the Caribbean? How is that possible? How could you have had a bad experience? You were there for 5 years. What were you doing there for 5 years if it was so bad?" And these are all things I'm going to address. All because there are reasons why I stayed for 5 years. I mean, one obvious reason is I was in the Caribbean. Why would I want to leave? Why would I want to return to London where it's cold and murky and grubby when I'm in the fresh Caribbean, the outdoors, the sun, the beaches, the cocktails, the fun? Why would I want to leave? Why indeed? But this is where I'm at, it's rewriting, it's writing something that is just so contrary to what people's perceptions of the Caribbean are, that I really hope it educates, I hope it does something to help people understand that relocating is not the answer to happiness in life, which is what I thought would happen. I thought I would find my happiness by relocating to a place that in its physical form represents all the joy and peace in the world. And it was quite the opposite. So I find myself in a difficult time, just really, plowing through this. I'm on the last hurdle with the 35,000 words, and it's just remembering memories. I mean, just to give you an example of something that I've said to friends recently, to watch a friend fall to drug addiction. This is not something that this is not something that we can just, you know, look at and say, oh, it's normal now. You know, when you have empathy for others, you feel it. You feel the experience that they're going through. And so there was definitely, you know, I felt it. I felt as I watched, as I observed, as I experienced things myself. As I said, there's no innocence here in this tale, because there are things that went past my moral lines that I will be confessing to and talking about in this book as well. But it's sad. It's sad because I know that the advice I was often given so many times was, Stephen, you need to build a tougher skin. And what people don't realize with building a tougher skin is there is a cost. You can't just build a tougher skin and think that's it. You know, you're stronger for it and you can take things better. No, it doesn't work that way. If you actively, consciously, intentionally try to build a tougher skin, the cost is your empathy for others. You won't feel as much because you have a tougher skin. I mean, it's very obvious mathematics, really, in metaphorical, not metaphorically, metaphorical sense. It's, you can't just build a tougher skin and that's it. It doesn't work that way. You have to pay something, and that would be the pay, would be your feelings about other people. You would see things happen and be able to accept them better. You'd be able to just say, oh, okay, that's just life. And that's not the way, you know. We're not to be worried about things. Yeah, that's it's good not to worry. But to lose empathy, no. That's not something that we want to do. And it was something that was often said to me, I recall. So just as I'm writing, so I've actually gone on and said a lot more than I expected today, but I just felt that it is something I need to relay about this book as I journal about it and the experience of writing it, you know, as I do it. So it's just, yeah, very powerful experience. But am I doing the right thing as it feels, you know, in answer to that question? I think I am. I believe I am, which is why I continue. But it does feel terrible. There's no doubt about it. This is not an enjoyable experience.